Welcome to this special Think Tank edition of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered a group of clinical investigators to review a number of journal publications and meeting presentations from the last year in breast cancer and to respond to a series of related questions from medical oncologists in community-based practice about these data sets and implications to daily patient care. For the first segment of the discussion, we focused on papers related to adjuvant therapy, and later on, we reviewed publications and presentations relevant to management of metastatic disease. To begin, Dr. Alan Lipton comments on perhaps the most discussed new data set in the field, the stunning ASCO plenary presentation by Dr. Michael Nant on an Austrian study evaluating hormonal therapy and bisphosphonate in an adjuvant trial of premenopausal women with ER-positive tumors.
There were two major conclusions from the paper. The first was that if you look at the hormone therapy alone group, there was no difference between the Gazeril and Arimidex patients and the Gazeril and tamoxifen patients. The second, perhaps more important result was that in the patients who received zoledronic acid, there was a significant decrease in the relapse rate. The relapses that were prevented, that were decreased in number, were contralateral breast cancer, distant metastatic disease, and locally recurrent disease. Now, that's backed up by previous studies with adjuvant clodronate, two of which suggested decreasing recurrence of disease with adjuvant bisphosphonates, in that instance, oral clodronate. And it's also backed up by preliminary results from the ZFAS, ZOFAS, and EZOFAS trial, which is an adjuvant trial in postmenopausal women with letrozole and either upfront zoledronic acid or delayed zoledronic acid. I think that the perhaps most important study that will really answer the question as to whether we're on the horizon of using adjuvant bisphosphonates is the AZURE study, which is an adjuvant zoledronic acid treatment period for 5 years in postmenopausal women who receive traditional either hormone therapy or chemotherapy plus zoledronic acid. And if that's positive, then we'll have a number of studies that suggest that adjuvant bisphosphonate therapy may benefit patients enormously.